ओम शांति। वी ऑल आर बाबाज योगी चिल्ड्रन एंड वी हैव टू स्प्रेड पावरफुल योगा वाइब्रेशंस टू द वर्ल्ड सो दैट entire nature may become pure, atmosphere of the world may become pure, then only souls of the world will become happy, free from sorrow and tension. Nowadays, you remember Baba's homework? Homework of 2 months? Do you remember? Homework of 2 months? Homework for a year? Baba gave this homework to us that by the end of this 2012, you must become, remember? You must become angel. So within 1 month passed, 11 months are here. We will have to become an angel, and homework for 2 months in 2 things. One is become free from waste thoughts. This was second one, and first one, self-sovereign. Become self-sovereign. And in order to become an angel, volcanic yoga, powerful yoga, we have to practice. Again, in this last murli, Baba repeated all these things, specifically Amrit Vela. We should enjoy, we should practice volcanic yoga in evening too. And specifically Baba was emphasizing no waste thought. So in this class we will practice powerful yoga. To volcanic yoga, Baba defined this way, lighthouse, might house, powerful yoga, it is called volcanic yoga. When our yoga becomes fire, in which our bad sanskaras, our sins, our negativity is burnt, that yoga is called volcanic yoga. In Sakar Murlis too, Baba used to say this yoga is like fire. In Hindi there is very good word, yoga agni. Agni is for fire. Yoga agni. So when yoga becomes fire, in that fire, many negative things just burnt. So we must understand simply what volcanic yoga is. We always remember, listen in Baba's Murli, be soul conscious and remember me. Just simple definition of yoga. And this is so significant, so deep definition of yoga, I can say this yoga, education of yoga, is most, most subtle education in the world. Very subtle teaching it is, because for getting success in yoga, we have to become free from waste thoughts. I remind you, in a normal state of mind, there are 20 to 25 thoughts per minute in our mind. When we are tense, then speed of mind becomes fast. It becomes 25 to 30, sometimes 30 to 40. We think very fast, very fast. Even we don't understand, we don't realize what we think. If we slow down this speed, then we become very energetic. You just imagine one thing. When we had been deities in golden age, how many thoughts we used to create per minute? How many thoughts might be at that time? Per minute in golden age. Just think, we enjoy our life. There is heaven on the earth, everything great, complete peace, happiness, complete purity. At that time, how many minutes, how many thoughts per minute? How many thoughts? No? No thought. 8 to 10 thoughts per minute. Speed of thoughts is so slow. Not one thought. One thought, this stage, can be achieved by yogis only. So when we slow down the speed of mind, when we bring our mind into one thought for some time, this is called volcanic stage of yoga. So not many thoughts, but just one thought in our mind for some time. Not for a day, for some time, for some minutes. So in this class, we will also practice. We will also come to know how to practice it, although this stage needs lot of practice, lot of practice, practice and practice. Second thing we need, free from waste thought. Third thing we need, practice of self-respect. Fourth thing we need, power of knowledge. Power of powerful thoughts, power of elevated thoughts. So first practice we do, I am the soul, self-sovereign. So just create some good thoughts in your mind and focus your intellect here on self. In this last only, on speaking about our eternal stage of soul, Baba was saying one thing, we have to underline it. You are in soul world and you are with Baba. Because you are with Baba, so your light light of you souls is very much, just as some stars in the sky shine a lot. Baba used to say in Sakar Murli, Shiva Baba is sun, Brahma Baba is moon, and there is one shining star close to moon, that is Mama. And likewise, we shining souls are there in soul world. So just create thought for the self. I am a shining soul. Very powerful soul. I am Master Almighty. I am Self-Sovereign. I am the master of this body. I am the master of sense organs. And after having such thoughts, automatically mind will become thoughtless. And we will come here. We will just visualize self for some time. Then we have to visualize Shiva Baba in soul world and create some good thoughts for Baba. Oh, Baba is so sweet. He is a son of love. He is my Baba. He is almighty. How much love he gives to all his children. He is almighty but so innocent. He is very pure. And then visualize him, fix your intellect on him. So let us practice it now for 5 minutes. So what we will do? First, 10 seconds to self, 10 seconds to Baba. Again, 20 seconds to self, 20 seconds to Baba. So we will be doing such exercise. It will make volcanic yoga very easy. Red light kare bhai. Just visualize the self. Point of star, point of light, shining soul, I am self-sovereign, Master Almighty, Master of this body, Master of all sense organs. I am the master of mind and intellect and sanskaras. Now just visualize the self. I am subtle point of energy. And energy is spreading out from me. Colorful rays are spreading out from me. Now we go to Paramdham. Almighty is there. Gyan Surya Shiva Baba. O son of love. O son of purity. My Baba. focus your intellect on him. Colorful rays are spreading out from him, as if these rays are going to entire soul world has become full of his rays, his energy. Again, come down. I am a self-sovereign soul, sitting in forehead. This forehead is my throne. I am the king, king of my own self. King of my all sense organs. I am supremely pure. From me, pure energy, white pure energy is spreading in my whole body, brain. It is going to each part of my body and making all sense organs cool. Soul world, Almighty Baba, Supreme Source of Energy, my Baba, he is Almighty, just visualize him, fix up your intellect on him. Om Shanti. This yoga subject is such a wonderful subject that we must know the interesting method of this practice. Otherwise, what happens? We must know one very secret thing in our unconscious mind. This is the word of psychologist. We can say in our brain, we know there is the store of 2500 years, negative storage. Many negative things are stored into our brain, into our unconscious mind. So negative vibrations keep coming from unconscious mind to the conscious mind always. So what happens? If we are not in powerful feeling, if we are not in powerful self-respect, those negative vibrations, that negative energy which is coming from unconscious mind, create different kind of disturbances into our mind. Sometime everyone got this experience in life. We get bored. We don't enjoy our life. Sometime we are very happy, other time we are not happy. Reason is that negative energy. Therefore, we must learn different exercises of yoga. Then, this volcanic yoga can also be enjoyed and it will become easy also. So another drill for this yoga, in order to enjoy Amrit Vela, that drill is very useful. You just have one thought in your mind, I am lighthouse, might house, angel. First thought. I am lighthouse, might house, angel. Then, after this, I left this body, I am an angel. I am in this body, then I left this body and I am going up to the subtle world. I went in subtle world, met Baba, Avyakt Baba, just talk to him, receive his drishti, have very good chit-chat to him, give thanks to him, and then, second practice, I left my angelic body there, I went to soul world, became a soul, went to soul world, for some time, be there with Almighty, receive energy from him, then come down, enter your angelic body, become an angel, feel that I am an angel, I am coming down, enter this body. This is one round. This is called a spiritual drill. Then again, do the same. From here, go to subtle world. From there, soul world. Back journey. From there, subtle world. From there, in this body. If we do this for the 5 times in morning hours, you just try tomorrow, yoga will become very powerful. Concentration will become very natural and you will enjoy yoga very much. So this is also very good spiritual drill for easy practice of volcanic yoga. So let us do this. Do you enjoy practice? Or I must just speak? I think I should not speak so much. You listen a lot. We all listen many things. Practice is very important. So again, red light kare bhai. Again, we will practice this spiritual drill and then volcanic yoga. So visualize yourself. I am an angel. No other thought, just simple thought. I am lighthouse, might house, angel. From each part of my body, colorful rays are spreading out. Enjoy this form. Now, I leave this body. I fly up. Feel yourself floating, flying up. Went above sky in subtle world. Everywhere there is white light. Supreme bliss. Vibrations of bliss. In front of me. Bhaktada is standing. See his divine angelic form. Visualize him very clearly. He is giving drashti. He put his hand of blessing on my head. Now I left this angelic body here, became soul, and went to soul world. Almighty is there. There is me and Almighty. His powerful rays are coming to me. From there, I come down, I came in subtle world, entered my subtle body, just as this body is my dress, became an angel. And thus I am coming down, descending in this body. Again I am lighthouse, might house, angel. Om Shanti. A man can become yogi if mind is very light. If nature is very soft, if attitudes are very positive, if thoughts are very elevated, we must understand these things. If we don't have positive attitude towards others, if we don't have good wishes in our mind for all, if we don't have spiritual love for all souls of the world, if our nature is not soft, it's critical. If we get irritated, if we get tense easily, we cannot become a good, successful yogi. We have to become a successful yogi. We must have command on the subject of yoga, mastery on the subject, because Baba again and again is reminding us that such time is coming to you, future, about future he is speaking always, that a crowd of many sorrowful souls will come to you, or at your gate, they will be standing at your gate, and they will ask, "O yogi, please put your hand on my head and remove my sorrow." They will request, "O yogi, give your powerful drashti to me. Make me free from this tension." Because destruction, the game of destruction, will be a wonderful game on this earth. It's not so easy. It will not be so that at night we will sleep and in morning we will go back home. All souls will have to suffer a lot. An attachment will cause wonderful sorrow. Wonderful, I don't know which word I can use. Sorrow and sorrow everywhere. Vibrations of sorrow, peacelessness, tension, fear at the time of destruction. And the presence of a yogi, we must know, presence of a yogi will protect them. I remember few years back, some scientist of Russia had been given one theme, that what is the reason? When destruction takes place, destruction means tsunami or earthquake or flood, when these things take place, so what happens always, what has been noticed, that holy places, temples, churches, mosques, big ashram, they are safe always. No effect of destruction there. We have seen in India many times, very big flood came, water and water everywhere, fast speed of water, but temple was standing safe. No problem to the temple. Everything destroyed, but temple was safe. So this theme was given to the scientist. What is the reason? Why these things are safe? So they made research, because they have one instrument by which they can read vibrations of the place. So what they found, that from these holy places, pure vibrations spread out all the time. And when the waves of destruction come to them, these pure vibrations repulse them, send them back. This is the reason that holy places are safe. I thought, you must also think, at the time of destruction, where there had been a pure soul, his pure vibrations will protect many human beings around him. Therefore, there is one secret in this drama, that Baba, we cannot say that Baba made this drama, we know. So great, great souls, his victorious jewels, his very pure souls will stay at different places during destruction. Because their presence will protect many human beings. Their presence will control nature. We will see one thing at the time of destruction, that nature, in the form of natural calamities, will create, will cause so huge destruction, such a terrible destruction, that people will realize that probably nothing will remain safe. Everything will end. World will end forever. The cycle will end forever. So at that time, these great yogi souls will just give command to the nature, silence. Stop everything, be silent, and nature will follow them. So, yogi souls will become the blessing for the world. So those Brahmins who wants to help human beings at the time of destruction must become powerful yogi, must become very pure soul. So in order to enjoy powerful yoga, seed stage, volcanic stage of yoga, we must keep ourselves very light. And just, I would suggest only three things how we can keep ourselves light. One thing, just do recognize your own powers. We are most powerful souls in the world. I remember one line from first Avyakt Murli of this season, which was with double furnace. First, 19th October 2011. One version was so great, I remember that every day in my life from that day. You have got the power to fulfill all of your thoughts. Note down. Baba was saying, O great children, you have got the power to fulfill all of your thoughts. So we are Master Almighty. We are not ordinary ones. Very great, very powerful. Recognize yourself. Every day we must talk to ourselves. I do talk to myself. I have to recognize my own powers. I am Master Almighty. Almighty Baba has provided me all of his powers. He has blessed me with all of his powers. He told me, O my great child, I give you all of my powers. From today onwards, my all powers will work with you. So, make your mind very light. Make everything very easy on the basis of your own power. Just as if there is a powerful wrestler and the opposite wrestler is very weak, how he will fight with him? Like a game. Like a game. He will enjoy. We are more powerful than problems. We are more powerful than everything. We are more powerful than Maya. Just remind it again and again to yourself. I am most powerful than Maya. I am more powerful than problems. I am more powerful than any negative energy. I am powerful. So my powerful vibrations, your powerful vibrations, will make everything easy and normal. I used to remind one thought of Baba's Murli, very powerful thing, great secrecy, a secret of this God's creation, those who are Master Almighty, the children who remain in the intoxication of Master Almighty, problems and obstacles cannot come to them. Automatically, with the power of Almighty stage, with the effect of these powerful vibrations, obstacles and problems will finish automatically. So we are very powerful by this thought, make your mind easy. Keep easy all the time. Be easy. No burden always on the mind. Free from all kinds of burden. Second thing, Almighty Baba is with me. God Himself is my companion. He is giving company to me. He is my supreme friend. He has promised, O child, whenever you are in need, whenever you require my help, just remember me and I will come down to you. Such promise He made with us. So avail of this opportunity. God is ready to help with us. Keep it in your mind all the time. Almighty Baba is always ready to help with us. Baba's words, I, in subtle world, wait for my children, when my children will come to me for asking help. And when, Baba mentioned, when I see from there that my children, instead of coming to me, one with thousands of arms, are going to those who have two arms only, Baba amazed. What to do now for the children? So Baba is for me. Remind this again and again to yourself. Baba is for me. All the time, He is ready to help with me in all cases, in all circumstances. Make yourself light this way. And third thing, with the power of knowledge of drama, the knowledge of drama is wonderful knowledge. Secrets of this creation. So just, Baba used to say, just as I observe to this drama, being in subtle world, I observe down, I observe the drama, world drama, and I am detached. So I am detached observer. Likewise, you too become detached observer. See this drama, enjoy this drama. You know well, in this last only of 2nd February, just now, Baba was asking us to remember our 5 forms. It is called Swadarshan Chakradhari. You remember this Hindi word? Swadarshan Chakradhari. This knowledge, this practice is most powerful practice. It makes our volcanic yoga very easy. So we must focus on this important subject, practice 5-4. So our own form will become day by day very clear in our mind about drama. I would just remind you 3 points, not many. I use them always, every day I use in my life. And I think you should also use them every day in your life. First thought is, drama is beneficial. Every scene is good. Whatever is going on, it's good. It's for benefit. It will make our mind cool, calm and cool, silent. No irritation, no tension. Because in future, we must know this, in future, normally everything will happen against our expectation. Prepare yourself this way. Nothing will happen according to our desire, our expectations. Everything against our wish. So if we practice right from now, that every scene of the drama is beneficial, it will become very useful in future for us. Second thing, whatever is going on in this drama is true. True. It must happen. These are Baba's words. Whatever is happening in this drama, it must happen. Because drama is accurate. Every scene of this drama is true. Right. Accurate. And third thought, most beautiful thought for my life, in my experience, most beautiful experience, every soul, all souls, are playing their fixed part, we can say, director has given part to them, they are just playing. No one can be blamed. We cannot lay blame on anyone. Why he is doing this way? Why you are doing this way? No. They are playing their part, their respective part. Director has given this part to them. So these are 3 points of drama, and these are 3 points to make ourselves easy and light, happy, peaceful, quiet, calm. So recognize your own power, company of Almighty, and knowledge of drama. And this way we can control our mind, we can become self-sovereign. I would also remind you one thing, my experience of this Babaji season. 2 points, how to control mind, just appealed me very much. Although we know them, always give this thought to your mind, oh my mind, I am your master. I am your master. You cannot go anywhere without my command. Be silent. Be friendly to me. Keep talking to your mind this way. Gradually and gradually, mind will accept that we are his master. Second thing, very good thing, just please realize it, accept it. Just now, Baba has mentioned, you have got the controlling power of your mind. It means the remote control of mind is in your own hands. You cannot say that my mind is not in my control. Remote control is there in your hand. Controlling power is with you. Use it. Last thing I would say, Baba has given this homework that you have to become free from waste thoughts. And on listening this, many Brahmin thinks it's most difficult task. Some think it's impossible. It's very difficult. But we have to make this difficult task into easy. How? Just fill your mind with some elevated thoughts every day. Not many. You can choose 5 elevated thoughts for a week. Then 5 for next week. This way, if you keep just 25 powerful thoughts with you, keep reading them, the energy of those elevated thoughts will destroy the energy of waste thoughts. 3 powerful self-respect I have reminded. I am a great soul. I am self-sovereign. And I am Master Almighty. Just 3 self-respect. Keep remembering them. Be in the good feeling of them, come into the intoxication of them, accept them, that it's true that I am Master Almighty. Most attractive words in this last Avyakt Murli, those who remain seated on the seat of Master Almighty, all powers are bound to come to them. It means, if we practice I am Master Almighty, if we are in this good feeling, it's true that I am Master Almighty, all powers will work automatically with us. Automatically. We need not to invoke power of tolerance, power to cooperate. Automatically they will come to us, they will remain with us. In a natural way, we will be facing all problems. We will be tolerating everything. We will be receiving cooperation of all souls. It will become natural. So, this was about yoga. Now, Dadi will come at 7. Before 5 minutes before Dadi comes, we will end this yoga practice. Now, for 20 minutes, we will practice very powerful yoga. And let us enjoy this powerful yoga. Let us dedicate this yoga to world service. Feel that for these 20 minutes, I have to spread powerful vibrations to this whole world. हिंदी वाले आ गए हैं, हिंदी ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स. सो हम सभी बैठेंगे. मैं मास्टर सर्व शक्तिवान हूँ. सभी सुन ले पीछे वाले. मैं मास्टर सर्व शक्तिवान हूँ. बाबा से शक्तियों की किरणें मुझे आ रही हैं. सो आई विल गिव यू कमेंट्री एंड विद द हेल्प ऑफ एलिवेटेड थॉट्स we will enjoy powerful yoga. Red light. Tune bajayenge bhai. Focus your mind on self. I am a sparkling soul. Very powerful soul. I'm the king. Forehead is my throne. Just feel that I am the king, so king is sitting on the throne. Master Almighty. Baba has given all of his powers to me. I am the embodiment of all powers. I am lighthouse, might house, from each part of my body, colorful vibrations are spreading out, I am an angel. I am an angel of purity, master of this nature. Visualize Shiv Baba in soul world. He is the ocean of purity, pure vibrations from Baba are coming down to me. I am sitting under the fountain of purity coming from Baba. Master of nature, pure vibrations coming to me from Baba and is spreading all around, going to the nature, purifying it. Entire world is waiting for our powerful vibrations. Many sorrowful souls are looking to us with thirsty eyes. Now we will give powerful vibrations to the world. I am Master Almighty, Lighthouse, Might House, sitting on the globe. In soul world, there is Baba Almighty. Just visualize him for 3 minutes. Keep visualizing him, Almighty. Thank you. Now the rays of might from Almighty are coming down to me. God's power, God's energies entering me. I am receiving His energy. Now these powerful vibrations are going to entire world, gives sakas to the world. Now let us go to soul world. In deep silence, sit with Almighty.